Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
There is a lot of news when it comes to the NFL coaching circle, or carousel, rather. There's a ton of introductions on Monday that were going down. What, 4 total new head coaches, I think, is what we
see.
Pete Carroll.
Schottenheimer.
Liam Cohen.
And we had one more. Who was the other? We had another one. Aaron Glenn. And then Ulbrich is the DC. And then the Raiders, did the Raiders have the GM? I think Spytek and Carroll might have done theirs around the same time. I saw a video of Pete Carroll in the back, Tiff, walking after with Marshawn.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, "Oh, coach, you didn't know that was me?" And he was like, "Well, that was you?" He was like, "Yeah." Because, Marshawn yelled, "Raiders!" in the middle of his press conference, which just shows that Marshawn, yes, I know he's a Raiders guy. He played there. He was a fan growing up, but I mean, he went to the press conference. And it sounds like Tom Brady had a lot to do with that hire and a lot to do with, I think, is it Spytek being as a GM? It sounds like Tom Brady is kind of running the organization in like thank you, Beast. On Beast mode with it. Sounds like Tom Brady's kind of in the shadows pulling strings right now.
I think this simply because of his broadcasting contract, though, right? Like, I feel like if not, he would be much more at the forefront. But I feel like the fact that he kind of just stays away from the spotlight has a lot to do with the fact that he's a broadcaster and probably doesn't want to lead on to the fact that he has a lot to do with what's going on.
But the problem is everyone else is saying that he has a lot to do with it. So it's kind of silly.
Yeah.
And it's also why he can't be in meetings and team meetings and stuff. You know, like Tiff, you get to do those broadcast meetings. He's not doing those things because he's not allowed to have any kind of inside contact because he is an owner, which does limit what he's having to break the game down in real time of what he sees and not kind of see a formation and know, hey, they told us if they show this formation, they're doing one or two things. He doesn't have that information.
Yeah. It was also interesting, too, and I know we got to get to it. I don't know if you guys saw the Greg Olson interview that's come out here recently in the last couple of days where he makes no bones about the fact that he wants to do another Super Bowl soon. Like, he's like, I don't care what network it's in, whose broadcast seat I'm taking. I want to be sitting in that chair. And, look, Greg Olson, to me, he's the best there is out there right now. So I'll be curious to see how that kind of rolls. I know, look, Brady's contract's 10 years, and reportedly he's going to be there for all of it. So we'll see how that rolls in the near future.
Lots of meetings at the Super Bowl take place with executives in town. So we'll see if that ends up playing out. One thing we do know when it comes to this coaching carousel is that the Cowboys have hired Matt Eberflus, the Bears' ex-head coach. So now he'll replace a Mike Zimmer defense that finished 28th in yards and 31st in points allowed per game this season. Nice.
It's pretty unbelievable when you look at some of what the Cowboys had going on last year and you look at the way they match up statistically. Not only that, but you remember how bad when we matched up again, how bad their run game was. This is a team who, for the last 10 years, it feels like has been built inside out. Both lines of scrimmage, pass rush, offensive linemen, they've done a good job of hitting on a lot of these guys. And suddenly, it just bottoms out. You hit the basement in a lot of these categories. So Matt Eberflus comes in, different set of eyes, and maybe he can revitalize some of those guys defensively and put them in a position to go win.
Well, I like it. I think Eberflus is a good defensive coach. I know that, you know, he may have misused his timeouts as a head coach and whatever. You know, Chicago's not like the most stable franchise in its own right from what it's been the last, you know, 15 years. But I think he's a younger coach because I like Zimmer too, but the youngest thing about Zimmer is his wife. All right. I mean, the reality of the situation is he's kind of that more old school look at it. I like bringing in a fresher look with this for that defense because it's so talented. See, that defense to me, you're not trying to cover up things that you know, deficiencies you don't have. And that was my thing with wanting an older head with the Falcons, kind of confused. I think he can maybe mesh those players and really, really shine on this defense. He's a good defensive coach.
Yeah.
Did a good job in Indy, and I thought he did a good job with the Bears defense for the most part.
Yeah, and look, it's not like you're coming into a place that's without talent. I mean, you've got talent at a number of those different positions. Now, do these guys all need to stay healthy? Yes, particularly in the secondary? Absolutely. But, you know, this is a group that's got a lot of upside. I think you have to hit on your draft picks this year if you really want to make a run at it. But they've got talent defensively. You know, when you look at Diggs and, you know, Deron Bland and Parsons, and obviously a bunch of those guys they have over there, they can go out and do some things. So we'll see what you know, kind of magic he can create. But the secondary in Chicago had some pretty good players as well, and he was able to kind of get those guys up to the next level in terms of their output. So we'll see what happens when he's in charge of this whole deal down in Dallas. And I think, look, if there was a home run hire that Brian Schottenheimer needed to have, this is the one. All right, so you get him plugged in. Hopefully you can do some good things.
Also having his head coaching experience, Tiffany, and you know that, having another guy that's been there, even though he failed and he did things wrong, if he is the coach that, you know, he seems to be and we think he is, maybe he'll learn from his failures and be able to tell, you know, have that honesty with Schottenheimer. Hey, man, don't do what I did. Call timeouts. Don't do what I did. Make sure you do this. You know, like he can help. I mean, and seriously, I'm being funny but truthful at the same time. Like,
that, you got to be truthful.
Yeah, he went out and got him a truth seeker.
Yeah, there you go.
The Saints still trying to find someone to fill that head coaching vacancy. And what we do know is Cliff Kingsbury, the Washington Commanders offensive coordinator, he has opted to stay with the Commanders. So he is not going to pursue a head coaching job in 2025. This according to ESPN.
Let me get this right. Were they the first opening? Were they not the first team to fire their guy in the
Sala,
season?
Sala first,
right,
and then
they were close, and they're gonna be the last one to fill the void.
I mean, do you think they'll wait 24 hours or 48 hours after the Super Bowl to announce Kellen Moore? Like, I mean, this is clear.
That's
as day.
What
so you
mean,
think it's Kellen Moore?
It's Kellen Moore, dude.
I mean,
you got McCarthy opting out. You got Kingsbury opting out. Kellen Moore is the only guy that's still left in this in this deal. Like, it's Kellen Moore.
But let me ask you. Let me play devil's advocate real quick. What if there was one candidate that supposedly did not want to work with Mickey Loomis, and when they I'm trying to remember. I don't know if it was. I think it might have been Aaron Glenn, and. And what
I think
if
you're right?
What if there's more pushback on the Mickey Loomis era? Because what if a coach is like, "Look, I know you guys think that just keep pushing, you know, the ball down the street here with this salary cap, these implications, but you guys just keep pushing it down the street, and eventually it's going to come home to roost, and we're going to have to do something and reset this salary cap, and they might want to do that, and Mickey Loomis isn't going to do that." And ownership is not going to get rid of Mickey Loomis. So that could – I'm just thinking out loud that could be an issue.
Well, you guys correct me if I'm wrong. You guys are around this portion of it more than I am. This has got to be already set in stone, right? Like, this is already – this is done. Surely, right? Behind – like, you're not dragging – if you're the Saints, you're not dragging this out without shaking hands with Kellen Moore and saying, all right, well, you know, hey, see you after the Super Bowl. Surely.
But the thing for me is didn't they just announce that he's going to have a second interview?
Kellen
or he just
Moore?
Completed
he just
it?
Complete, like, okay. They flew like to the, Philly and, yes. And
to me, this is like coaching agents in the background saying, dude, Kellen Moore's got the job. So McCarthy's out, Kingsbury's out. When I start seeing this news fall yesterday, I'm like, okay. Like, to me, Kellen Moore will be the guy in New Orleans. Now, to your point, the conversation around Mickey Loomis and what the team is doing, if I'm Kellen Moore, I'm looking at them going, dude, you have to promise me you're giving me at least 3 years to get this thing right.
I seem to remember when this happened with DQ and he was coming here and he was still in the Super Bowl with Seattle. All the reports were the Falcons have kind of like it was basically said the Falcons would announce Dan Quinn after the Super Bowl, and by the Adam Schefters and the I think Chris Mortensen was still doing that kind of stuff then and Ian Rappaport. And that's not what I've heard about this one. So you know, you very well could be spot on, and I'm not saying you're not. Because it makes a lot of sense.
My answer would be not yet, right? I think we still have the bye week left to go. It could be something that comes out this weekend. I'm reading the tea leaves here and saying it's Kellen Moore. The question will be, now if this is Kellen Moore's job, remember, he ran Dak Prescott a little bit more. He's been with Jalen Hurts, who obviously is a running quarterback. The question is, how soon can he get his guy locked into place to be the quarterback in New Orleans? That would be my next question. If it is Kellen Moore, then all of a sudden, what does the immediate future look like for them at the quarterback position?
Yeah, that's interesting. That's interesting because where are they picking? I think they're top 10, but they're not. And you got Derek Carr contract still there. That might be one of those things where you ride it out one more year with Derek Carr, and then you go get your guy next year. Because there's going to be quite a few next year.
Unless you can figure out a way, if you've fallen in love with like a Jackson Dart, to make that happen.
Well, everybody's falling in love with him right now.
I know, and I don't look at him and think, oh, he's going to be a top 5 pick. So maybe. Maybe you can find yourself in a situation to make that happen, but it is what it is. I'll be curious to see the way that he goes. But to me,
well, they're ninth.
I'd be shocked at this point if it's not Kellen Moore in New Orleans.
They're ninth. I don't think that they're in the position to move up just to get a quarterback. I mean, I guess they could, but they need players, especially with their cap issue. But maybe Shedeur Sanders, he can move around. He's not Jalen Hurts. He's more of a move to throw type of guy.
You think Shedeur be there at 9?
I mean, he could be.
I think he goes before Jackson.
I'm gonna say I don't know about that because we every year a guy they fall in love with him either the Senior Bowl or the Combine, and a player goes from like 15 to 5. And they jump up massively, and sometimes it works, and sometimes it doesn't. And so I can't say that it won't. I mean, we never heard that Michael Penix was going to go top 10, yet I've heard that there were 3 teams, including the Falcons, that were in on him in the top 10. Some were willing to move in to the top 10 from 11 or 12 to get ahead of a team if they thought they wanted a quarterback just for Michael Penix. And I've heard that from legitimate NFL people.
Yeah.
And that's not from some guy on Twitter.
There you go. That's always important.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This story from ESPN, you guys might remember that Myles Garrett, Cleveland Browns, that his future kind of came under some speculation when he made comments during the season that he wanted to see the team's off-season plans before further committing to the organization. We all know how that team finished the season, but their general manager, Andrew Berry, he told reporters at the Senior Bowl that they will not trade their defensive star. And when reporters asked him this, he told them to put it on the record. Myles Garrett not going anywhere. He was asked if they would trade him for, you know, maybe like 2 first round picks, and he said they would not be interested. So he's a game wrecker. He's someone that you have to plan around, having been did the sideline for Raiders and Browns this season. So I've been in meetings where the opposing team has talked about Myles Garrett, and that is what they talk about.
Yeah.
He wrecks the game.
He's a Jesse, and I can just tell you right now, let them mess around and put him on the trade market. I don't think we have a package of 3 defenders that I wouldn't trade for Myles Garrett. Like, I can't think, you give our top 3 defensive players, I'd probably give them up for Myles Garrett.
So you trade Caden Elvis, Jesse Bates, and A.J. Terrell right now? Because that's your 3 best defenders in my mind.
Probably. Yeah, I probably would. Right. I would probably do that.
If it could guarantee he's healthy, I'm still worried about his feet. I haven't heard anything in the offseason.
I mean, I've watched dude warm up. He's explosive.
Oh, he's amazing.
And he's in his prime.
And I would not be worried about, at least from what I've seen, worried about injury stuff.
Yeah. I think you hate to see AJ or Jesse go. Caden is fit well, but whoever you bring in to replace AJ, their job becomes a lot easier with Myles Garrett coming off the edge.
That's yes, he does. But I would rather go draft a freaking guy. Go draft the guy. I guess my thing is go draft me Myles Garrett. I want a guy here for 10 years. I don't want a guy here for 4 years and then we're back in it and he's, you know, I'm not hating on Myles Garrett because everything Tiffany said about his explosion, the way he guy plays, the way he warms up. Why can't we just go draft the guy?
Just go find him. Myles Garrett is an exact science. That's an inexact science.
You heard Charles Davis. He said my take on Mike Green was spot on.
Scouting report, baby.
Call me in, TF. Let's go, Terry.
Is not Myles Garrett.
Speaking of Charles Davis.